means Hyundai game. This is the setup. What is the punchline? What's black and white and eats like a horse?
Well, my mind is going to zebra. I don't, what? Is that?
I'll let you deliver the punchline with a little bit more gusto, okay. Fionnuala.
Is it a zebra?
Yes, Fionnuala. Okay. Well done.
I didn't want to commit to it in case I was actually wrong with the punchline. It's often that I deliver a joke and I apologise after. This is the first week in a while I'm going to apologise in advance of the jokes because I know they're bad. Picked out a few soccer, football related ones in honour of the Euros. And I mean, like, this is the, what we're up against today. What kind of tea do soccer players drink?
Penalty.
Yes!
Oh, well, that's my soccer joke out.
I should have guessed. Why, Dave, did the chicken get a red card in the soccer game?
Why did the chick? I don't know why the chicken got a red card in the soccer game.
For persistent foul play. I told you. I apologise in advance. I'm away with this. And Dave, okay, I promise now. This is not good. Actually, no. I was going to try and build it up. What do a good soccer player and a magician have in common?
I don't know.
They both do hat tricks.
Yes. Very good. Actually better than expected.
Really? Maybe the key is to apologise in advance all the time and then people have such low expectations that you can't help but surpass them.
That's exactly it. Like those restaurants that bring out the food and go, this is terrible muck. And then you go, you know what? It wasn't actually too bad. Why should you never brush your teeth with your left hand?
Well, I'm at right hand. I don't know.
Because a toothbrush works better.
Oh. No, how did I walk into that one? I'm borrowing from this lad a lot. Colm O'Regan, a great lad to follow on Twitter.
Yes.
And he says, I have to admit I was skeptical when my friend told me he was developing an alternative to holsters. But in fairness to him, he's stuck to his guns.
Ah, yes.
Go on, that deserves more. Colm O'Regan's great.
You're a bit of a Colm O'Regan fangirl.
I am, definitely. Excellent jokes.
I'm a little bit worried about you. Did you hear that my inflatable house got a puncture last night?
What happened?
Don't worry, now I'm living in a flat.
We took a week off and we haven't come back with the goods. We're sorry, but this is where
we
asked
you. What do
you mean
we haven't come back with the goods? We've come back with pure organic homegrown produce.
Oh yeah, of course. Promise, finished with the soccer jokes.
Oh no, I'm only getting ramped up.
Oh, you're going to continue the soccer jokes?
I'm going to finish on soccer jokes.
Okay. See, I can't call it football. That's Gaelic football. Why are swimmers...
A bit of patriotism coming out there. Will I stick on the wolf tones in the background for the old soccer-oos?
Why are swimmers good at soccer?
So we're back into soccer jokes. I don't know why swimmers are good at what? What was the joke?
Why are swimmers good at soccer? Come on, you know this one. You do. Go on, Dave. Deliver it.
Because they're great divers.
Yes!
No, go away, studio audience. They don't deserve a clap for that. Germus asks us, did we know that Bruce Lee had a faster older brother?
A faster older brother?
Yeah.
Okay.
His first name was Sudden.
Because I was about to call you out. Because I told you about his other brother, Brocco, a few weeks back.
That's the vegan, isn't
it?
Yeah. Broccoli.
I'm glad to hear he's a faster brother as
and
well.
And suddenly, we say hello to Anne-Marie, who used to have a job collecting leaves. Apparently, she was raking it in.
Oh, Anne-Marie!
Nice.
How about Noreen, right? Noreen's been through a tough time lately. She says, I was attacked by 1, 3, 5, 7, and 9. The odds were against me.
Ah, yes. Very good. Well done. What do you call an Englishman holding a trophy?
Do I want to go there? What? Okay, no, what is it?
The engraver.
Oh, I was impressed. Because the cut to the engraving happening straight away after the result, I was like, you'd want to be very sure of your hands, wouldn't you?
You absolutely
very
would.
Steady. Do you know?
It's very impressive. Is there a joke in there? Or
oh, God, no joke. Sorry, that was just an observation.
Well, here's another observation for you. After that final, I think it's now safe to say out loud what we've all been thinking all along. England is the Mayo of Europe.
No, I'm not. Stop it.
England isn't the Mayo of Europe. Harry Kane is the Mayo of Europe. That man has lost a Champions League final, a Euro final. He's won not with Tottenham, not with England, and he's one of the best players in the world. Typical Mayo man. And there's also a photo doing the rounds of Harry Kane holding a Mayo shirt.
It was a bad photo opportunity. I'm sorry. It just was rife for jokes. Oh, God, Dave, it's tough. I'll finish on this one from my side. Because I know last week you were asking how, or not last week, 2 weeks ago, asking how do you wake Lady Gaga up?
Yeah.
I know the answer to that. But very simply, how do you impress Lady Gaga?
I don't know how you'd impress Lady Gaga.
Very easy to do. Just dance. And I'm out.
I wasn't prepared.
And I'm out.
Final one for me this side. And this is my favourite joke of the week. I ask you, Fionnuala, what's the difference between Lassie and football?
Don't make me think.
Lassie came home.
It's coming home.
It's coming home. It's coming football. Oh, it's not. It's not. It isn't. It never did. It'll never will.
iRadio in the afternoon.
Hey!
iRadio in the afternoon.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 on iRadio.
iRadio.